What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are the Goddess Babes.
Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
What's up, Goddess Gang? It's your girl, Q.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Ray.
And today's spill is going to be turnoffs. And when I say turnoffs, these are a few of the ones that we've heard, that Ray and I have heard the most. And those are occupation. Would you date someone with a certain occupation or background? Dating someone with children. And what was the last one?
Okay, occupation, someone with children, things like body count.
Oh, yes, and the body count.
Yeah,
yes,
so okay. Let's get wet.
Guys, gals, everyone in between. So, this has come up a couple of times, whether it be just Ray and I talking or we've watched something or listened to something that kind of triggered it. But basically, we're going to start with occupation.
Okay.
And then we'll go into dating someone with children, and then we'll go into body count.
Okay.
So occupationally, is there a turnoff? Do you guys have a turnoff? Is there someone that has a certain job that you're like, ew, I could not and would not date your ass doing that job?
So, and it sounds bad, because it sounds bad, right? Like, it's like,
yeah,
not in a I'm better than you type of way, but certain occupations come with stipulations or like whatever. So like fishermen, mm-hmm, that stank, like gone for long time periods of time, you're smelling funky a lot. Mm-hmm. Same with some of your other outdoors types of occupations, mm-hmm, bringing in, mm-hmm, the money, but it comes with whatever, like a smell or what have you. Mm-hmm. Same with some certain type of factory work, like fiberglass. You got, you know, mm-hmm, there's, mm-hmm, a lot of things that come into play with some of these occupations. And then you got things like stripping, sex, mm-hmm, work. Something as simple as McDonald's, your cashier, mm-hmm, not the manager, not an owner or a franchise person, or you got a hustler. Like, so it, mm-hmm, I feel like even there's some people that might be like, I don't care what your job is. It's about the love. Yep. I just love you and whatever. But then you do have to think about it. Right. So let's say you got a hustler. We, mm-hmm, all know that comes at
that
a price,
comes with a lot.
Like that comes
a high price.
At a high price.
High price.
Don't let you have children or like you family. Like, it's just a lot of things come into high play price with that. So, mm-hmm, what are you willing to risk or give up, mm, by sacrifice, dating, yeah, someone in a certain profession? So, mm-hmm, then you have things like truck drivers, people who have to be out on the road for like, yep, long distance. Like, you know what I'm saying? So everything comes with a price, or it's a pros to con. Police, mm-hmm, officers, firemen. Like, it's, yep, great. Like, you love people and you're here to take care of them and you want to save them and risk your life. But people do end up, at least what's depicted on TV and stuff, and from what I know from people who have dated public service. Same with like, mm-hmm, CPS workers, humans, mm-hmm, like the things that therapists, things that you take your work home sometimes because, correct, you're dealing with such tragedy, nurses, it, doctors, mm-hmm, like, right, these are things that is not just work is at work and then I come home. Some people, mm-hmm, can compartmentalize and some people can separate those. But when you're, mm-hmm, a certain type of person, you're an empath, mm-hmm, and you're in that type of environment, it is really hard to, yes, separate yourself from the victim, from, mm-hmm, the patient, from, mm-hmm, you know, whatever. So, for me, I don't think I have anything that's like, ooh, I just absolutely would not date it.
No?
I don't. Well, as if you have something, I'm sure we're going to get to talking and something's going to come up. But I have things that I probably would not prefer to date.
Okay.
But if you already are doing this.
When I met you
mm-hmm, or whatever, or if we connect how we connect. Yeah. Right off the bat, it's like, would it be difficult to date a police officer? Yes. Yeah. Would it be difficult to date a fireman? Yes. Like, mm-hmm, anything that's risking your life, especially if we have children or it's something that we want to have children or we have, because you get into this place where they say we shouldn't do this, but you make a plan for the rest of your life.
Right.
And so once you do that and you're in that type of field, now anybody can get hit by a bus, mm-hmm, get robbed, murdered anytime. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be at your work or through your profession. Mm-hmm. But when you sign yourself up to risk your life, mm-hmm, and put your life behind another person's, mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, I would still do it, but it would be difficult. Like, I feel like sleepless, lonely nights. Like, mm-hmm. did you know what I mean? It's just that fear of, whew, this could be the one. Like, this, like, I, one of my math teachers in high school, her husband, or she was my math teacher in middle school. Her husband was a sheriff, a police officer, and he got hit during a traffic stop. Mm-hmm. Like, he, mm-hmm. you know, was... Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. that happens. That happens
a
lot.
It does. It does.
And then what is like not really the point, but she ended up dying a few years later of cancer. So they're, you know, their children just don't have right, parents. Have but parents, it was just like, yeah. I mean, he yeah. got high praises and he was a great guy and a great officer and everything like that. But that's just a tragedy. Like, he's doing a traffic stop and mm-hmm. someone, hit some him. Idiot, hit mm-hmm. him and killed him. And like I said, that happens. That happens a lot. So. That's
you know what I've questioned myself on, could I, and it's not like it's because of who I am, just me. Now I'm sure they make they're well off with finance, you know, financial. I'm sure they're no I never thought of dating a bus driver. No, a boxer. I don't Ooh. Know if I could
as much
date
as you watch Creed
as a girl. I love it. But
nigga,
you
as much
know
as you
what?
Watch Creed over and over
and over, I will finish it. I will finish that movie and go
same.
Right on
and
watch
and,
it again.
And same for
but
UFC
it's
for
because
me.
Because I love UFC. As I love both of them.
I don't know
them,
if I want to do that.
But I don't know if I could because the toll mm-hmm. and watching mm-hmm. you just get hit mm-hmm. and knowing that... you could be knocked.
What she means to say is watching you get your ass beat. Because I'm about to look at you the same when you okay. get home after you just got
I
your ass handed.
I don't think that I'm dating somebody who's going to get fucked up, first of all.
I'm sure nobody thinks they man can't fight. You think they're going to let them
God,
get out there and
so
get their ass beat?
It would if you'd be like, go, babe, go. Like, that would be so yes. horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out here getting
yeah,
done
I don't think
up.
That people would think they're going to get ass beat.
I wasn't thinking of because in my mind, I'm not gonna be with nobody who get the ass beat. My thought process.
No offense if you can't fight. I guess
more.
I don't know.
Everybody's not a fighter. Some people are lovers, not fighters.
But they ain't the one for you. I'm not gonna be with that nan nigga that get his ass. Y'all heard her. I'm not.
I know. I don't think.
I never knew the side of her, guys.
I
didn't know.
Look. Because if something scrap. Happens while we out and about and you can't look, okay. But no, I wasn't thinking of my man getting beat up. What I was thinking of was just the wear and tear on okay. their body.
Yeah,
and when
sure,
they do sure. get hit
and
you know,
that brain
your
damage
brain
and, stuff. Yeah.
And I guess it's the same with football. I think football.
See, I was gonna say football, same thing.
I just think that would be very, very hard. Mm-hmm. to take
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Have to watch and then have to help nurse them as best you can because I'm not a fucking nurse, so learn to nurse you back to health. And I'm not saying it would be a problem because it wouldn't be a problem for me to do it, but the problem would come in is because it's scary. I would
right.
every time you're hit or every time you them times you may if you do test the ground, I guess everybody tests the ground at least once in a lifetime in their little career.
I guess
but
you're
if you hit
the champion of the world,
I'm dating the Tyson. She's... No, I don't want Tyson. I take it back. Not Tyson. But I mean,
he wouldn't be the one getting his ass beat. It'd be you.
I take it back. You know, that but I guess if I'm picturing me a little Adonis gets beat up, but Adonis comes back strong. So look at in the second one, he got his ass whooped by
but
that.
So you
would
have left his ass. You'd
have
been like, ain't no man of mine
no.
getting his ass beat.
No, I wouldn't have left him because that's what I'm saying. Everybody have a day where they got to kiss the ground once or twice. You know,
some is a little but, peck, some is a little French kiss,
some take a little nap on it. Right? But I mean, just the way he was so beat up and all the issues he had, yeah. I would be yeah. so. Hurt because you know me, I'm emotional. Am I that can I would be hurt?
Hell, I don't know who wouldn't be emotional
like,
after seeing some beating.
He
like
was
that.
Fucked up.
He got his ass
like
beat.
You know what I'm saying. So it's like things like that would
hell,
make me
how
question.
You think,
well,
just his daddy,
profession.
The daddy fight. Like
yeah,
when
his
died,
dad
like,
was killed in the ring.
Girl,
you know what I mean.
Like
so, it's just like it happens. Mm-hmm, those things happen, mm-hmm. and even if you don't die, sometimes you're never the same again.
Correct.
So. I don't know if
both
I could
physically
do
and emotionally,
physically
like that's
and emotionally,
that's a lot.
Yes, or I go to touch you and you have a flashback mm-hmm. and you get to swinging.
Yep.
Nigga, it's me. Wait a minute,
PTSD is real.
You know
real.
What I'm saying? So
PTSD
I don't know if
real.
I don't
yeah.
know if that
yeah.
would be some a profession that I could like. You know,
So yeah, so that would be a lot. That's a good one. And I was just thinking of, I mean, you got a lot of different people in the military. A lot mm-hmm. of those people come back damaged or have
well, you know, my first husband was in the military.
PTSD and that work. Stuff doesn't. Yeah, I mean, and I got a good, really good friend, and she, yeah, like yeah. has experienced a lot of things, and mm-hmm. it's.
Because they see so, depending mm-hmm. on where they went and the time frame that they were gone, they see so much, you know, like mm-hmm. even Captain G, for example, mm-hmm. he goes through his battles still.
Yeah.
And he's been out the military. He's been out the army for quite a while. So it's just one of those things. It's just, you just never know. And it's not something that you can tell them, I understand where you're coming from, because unless
right,
you were
if you weren't, there yeah, and lived exactly. it
or a similar, you're not. And mm-hmm. then they face, when they come home, what do? They have yep. to basically, it's like being reintegrated. It's like coming home from prison mm-hmm. sometimes. You have to reintegrate, and the world some has changed, and you have a whole don't. Different set of issues coming back in on than when that, you yeah. were gone, you know what I'm saying? And there's not a lot of places that really, you have the VA, but I've heard a lot, how much does the VA really help?
It these seems like it doesn't help
our
a lot.
Veterans don't really have, in my opinion, the resources that they could and should right. have for what they've done for the country, going away and risking their lives literally
right
to so, keep us however we need to
so
be,
you have
you know
that
I mean?
Person
so,
who didn't get
yeah
what they needed or as much as they needed or and right. hell maybe as because things change yeah. and you may think you're fine until you're not
until
and
you're
so
not.
Sometimes it's not even that they didn't get what they needed, they may not even known what they needed
mm-hmm.
But which again, if you had a better support system in place mm-hmm. To support the troops and everything when they come yeah. back and the veterans, then that could alleviate some of it. But then
they out
but
here
then,
hearing fireworks, ducking and dodging yeah. and rolling and you, on the ground. Like,
but then
what?
You try to get in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And you, like I said, if you're one that either you think you're fine
right.
or it's neither here nor there, I'm not going to speak of certain things mm-hmm. anymore. But shit comes up in relationships, and you can try to keep it buried all you want to.
Correct.
But then when shit hits the fan, shit
something's
hits the fan.
Gonna trigger.
Something's going to trigger. And now you have to speak about it. And your spouse, unless they were there with you, you know, mm-hmm. from an earlier time or before then, now they got to learn something about yep. you or figure it out, and you know it can be a lot. So that's mm-hmm. another one that can be tricky sometimes.
Tricky to try and navigate through. Yeah.
Any of the careers that keep a celebrity, like if you were just a regular yeah. person and you got with a musician or
Bruno Mars, woo, baby. Oh,
okay, I guess
we're
gonna play this fantasy out. So, so okay, we got Bruno, but what if
oh,
it was
you
just
know my
some
other baby? Oh, Dave East.
Okay, Bruno, Dave East, whatever. Mm. So clearly right now you're going to say, yep, sign me up. Like, let
but
me get some of that.
I don't,
but do
yeah,
you think that, and
wanna.
Honestly, in all honesty speaking, if you weren't at a certain status yourself to deal right. with the same pressures and understand what, mm-hmm. what they go through, mm-hmm. do you think that that would be something you would be open to, a relationship
nope.
with a celebrity? Right. So
nope.
people be
I
like, oh, I would love, you know.
No.
Okay,
that's
so what about an
my,
athlete?
That's
what about
my
an athlete?
Fake life.
What
that's
about
my,
an,
like, you know, but in all reality, I know I'm not equipped or cut out
to handle that type
to
of
handle that's so, and I'm not on that I'm not in that same industry or in any industry that would make a that would mm-hmm. correlate with them. I know I couldn't do it. Nope.
What about, because we just spoke on boxing
mm-hmm.
and UFC, so mm-hmm. any other professional athlete, anything that comes with,
I think the worst for wear, in my opinion, are like your boxers, football players, UFC. Basketball players do get injured. They get injured left, right,
I'm
up
talking
and
about
down,
in general
sideways.
Not injuries, like would you date? I'm talking about is it off? If it's off limits, like, do you feel like you don't want to date
no.
a celebrity of any sort?
Well, I don't. You know what? I don't know.
Because they do
I
a lot really of traveling. They got a lot of groupies.
This is the thing. I really don't. I can't say. I guess I can't say it's for me, and because I've never been in that situation. You know what I mean? But just knowing me and how I am, I'm just not that I don't want to be out. I don't want people in my business like that. I don't want to mm-hmm. be out in the forefront a whole lot. I don't.
So you would. So if it approached you, that would be something that you would
have
to consider.
Like
you wouldn't just say,
"Oh my God, you're this person, and now we're gonna date."
Well, what if it's one that you don't know, though? I mean, it doesn't have to be like somebody you know.
It
could be that could be their profession. So you may not know that that's what their profession is. You're talking, and then it comes up because they got money. So maybe they're not gonna disclose, you know, blah blah blah. And on that same note, then, what about just somebody with a lot of money? Like, whether they came from money or they're like some big time founder or CEO of something.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. What about that?
That I wouldn't write off or be as iffy on as I would with a actual like person in the celebrity in the public eye. Like, yeah. Because even some people that inherit or they create their money or their fortune, you're still in some form of light. Mm-hmm. You still hear about mm-hmm. people like that. Mm-hmm. It's just a different, they're in a different lane. So, I mean, I feel like that may, I don't know. It's hard to say.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's a conversation you think like.
It is hard to say.
It goes deeper than just like, I wouldn't date somebody because they make this little money. But what about when they make big money? Yeah, like, okay.
It's hard to say. Because that's not all I'm not in anything just for. Well, my job.
Well, but we're talking lifestyle. We're talking dating. Yeah, we're talking lifestyle. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect you, though, regardless
of what comes with that. And sometimes, as much money as a person, more money, more problems.
What about a public defender? Okay, I got a whole bunch of
shit. Hell no, they probably going to get picked the fuck off. You done fucked somebody whole case up. See what I mean, though?
Like, there's so many professions that are off-putting for you to want to public date defender, and everybody needs somebody.
District attorney.
Yep. I'm not doing a DA. Judge. I don't want a DA. I don't want the judge.
Hell no. Because when them niggas get locked up and their hit list comes out, you are at the top of that fucking list.
I don't
know
want
it.
The
so I don't
commissioner. Mm-hmm. I don't want the so mm-hmm. somebody. So now that we've touched on it, we've got many. You mostly answered them, but that politicians. Nope. Any of them? Not even the mayor.
No, he could get it too. I don't. Check
okay,
this
so
out.
We gotta look. See,
look at the Kennedy family. Them niggas was picked off president. One was running for president, but he was like, you know,
So no politicians.
I don't think I want to.
No,
a politicians
celebrities
lie for a living.
Really.
I can't even trust your ass. Politicians are liars.
But they gotta be telling the truth to somebody. Sometimes they lie to themselves.
You're not gonna convince me that giving you my drawers is for the people. That's not gonna do anything.
Okay, because what the hell kind of politician is that?
I'm not.
This
doing
is for
it.
The people.
Yes. No. I don't think I could do a politician. No, I'm not a politician.
Okay. See, but this is what I mean. Look at how many things that we've come up with that are like
definitely
off
don't
the
want the president.
Off the table.
I don't want them type of, I don't want to be nobody's first lady. I don't want them type of responsibilities.
Okay, so let's take this a step further. Because I've given you some good stuff.
Because, bitch, answer your own question. Who the fuck you dating?
You didn't ask me.
What? A politician?
Okay,
a doctor,
so back to the
rapper.
Celebrities. Okay, back to the celebrities. I think I would definitely try. I'm going to try it. I'm going to say I'm going to try it all.
Say it.
If given the opportunity, I would try it. I want to see what this might be like. It's going to be fucking hell, though, because one, I don't do makeup. I don't do all this fancy smanshy shit, and then I have to be all well up.
And you don't care about
and I don't
a lot.
Care. So you want me to do what? Because why? Like, the fuck? No, like I'm not. I would like to get cute and stuff, but it's not gonna be my.
You
thing.
Want me to
I don't want
fake
this to be
like
my
I
life.
Care for whose fundraiser? I don't
well, yeah,
fucking
like
know
especially
them.
If it's somebody like, that I don't fuck with, and I'm like I don't get a good vibe about. Like, I gotta go be around these stank ass fake ass people. Yep. It's not gonna work for me. But I'm gonna try it though. Yep. And like, if that person is a real nigga, then that shouldn't be an issue. But if
I
he's
can see the text now, bitch, let me tell you what they
you
over
know,
here doing.
And then you know it's gonna be messages. One of them celebrities that you know you had one idea about, and then you realize like this bitch is a bitch. Like this motherfucker ain't shit, and they just put this. So that's partly why the reason I would enjoy it. Like I would like to see. Yeah, let me get a little glimpse of what this lifestyle is like.
Just a little inside
look
real quick.
Is it likely that the relationship wouldn't work out? Probably, because I'm not fit for that lifestyle. I have too much and I don't want to say struggle, like I just didn't have nothing growing up, but you know I got too much real life. I'm too humble for that lifestyle because I know what real life is like. Not that rich people don't know what real life is like, but everybody has different type of problems. Rich problems ain't the same as poor people problems,
right?
Mental health and stuff, yes, everybody has mental health whether you have money or not. There's certain things like that, but my everyday isn't made up of me having to look a certain way and act a certain way. I can be whoever the fuck I want to be.
Dress a certain way, feel a
Like, you have to have a certain like professionalism about you, depending on what your occupation
your
is and what
is,
you're you know what's acceptable for work. But in a nutshell, I'm who I am round the clock.
Right.
So I don't have to put my face on and put my attitude on, like, you know what I mean. Yeah. So that would be a lot for me, depending on what the celebrity was and the type of thing. And same for an athlete. Now, it would be very difficult to date someone in a dangerous athletic profession, obviously, like we talked about, because you have to deal with a lot of the and with a lot of those injuries comes both, like I said, physical and mental and emotional distress and and issues that even they don't know how to fix, let alone how you gonna fix them. Like, you don't know how I feel. Especially when they get injured and they can't play anymore, or like something like that.
And that's
like
all they knew,
and that's all they had. Yeah, like that's that's tough, and that that takes a special person. Anybody that's in a relationship with somebody in one of these trying and challenging occupations, it takes a lot, and people forget that. Yeah, I may not know exactly what you're going through because you're the one that's doing the job, but you don't know what I'm going through as a spouse of someone who's doing the job. So I can't say I'm up there with you because you're risking your life for somebody every day, or you're out on this field making somebody else rich. You were rich, but like you doing all this for entertainment for somebody. I don't know what that feels like, but you don't know what it feels like to be me on the other end, or when you are starting to go through some things that you don't understand because you had, you have gotten hit too hard or whatever, like you got a really bad concussions or whatever issues you're going through and that you don't even understand yourself, and you're lashing out at me, but then you're fine again, or like, you know, or you don't know how to handle your stress, or there's so many things that go into it being in a relationship, period, that are still going to happen whether you have money or not, right? Like, it's still going to happen whether you're rich and famous or you're poor and broke, busted and disgusted. Like, the shit is the shit.
Yes.
And so you couple on that outside issues, like
all the outside
celebrities
noise
and paparazzi and groupies and, you know, just people always in your ear and in your pockets, nobody who not knowing who to trust, who you can't trust. All of a sudden you don't trust
family
me.
Family members coming out the
world. Yeah, like it would be a lot. So I probably, I would shy away from it, but I would, like, if the opportunity presented itself, I would give it an attempt if that were the case. And then now politician. Guys, if you're a politician, I don't know what votes you're trying to get with me by your side, but it's gonna be it might be an issue.
You will not be ahead in the polls.
I don't know that you're gonna get the
you
job.
You are not gonna be ahead in the polls.
Cause I'm a little honest, and I'm not gonna stop cussing for nobody. I mean, I'm not gonna embarrass you, but like they might come across some podcast episodes, or they might come across a video or two.
Cause everybody has a past
that's posted, but sometimes our past is still our present.
This is true.
Right, this now, my past is my present in this regard. And so, depending on what you're running for, I mean, you know, like you want to be the president of like a club, maybe that might be good, or like the secretary, like you know, vice president of a club or something, or like of a, just not a real.
Want to have a book club, or you want to do the PTA? Or,
yeah, like you can be the president at a country club or something. I mean,
the Elks Lounge,
or you know, yeah, like something along like those lines.
I got you.
But yeah, politician. I wouldn't be so much afraid of the lies. It's just, I don't know. I'd have to meet one and have conversations with them.
I feel like a politician is more of an ongoing facade than
I was going to say. It just seems like a whole fake person 24/7. Yeah, it just seems like a,
I don't have the energy to put on.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But then we even talked about it before, not in this capacity, but we had mentioned it. I can't even think of what the hell we mentioned it for, because we were talking about all type of shit all the fucking time.
I do.
But I remember we were talking about, I can't even think of who we seen. We seen some celebrity like on the news, or we seen something, and it was just like they weren't like, they didn't have their usual makeup and their usual. And I remember you and I, and we were like, that could never be me, because I'm not gonna put on a face full of makeup and my best outfit just to go check the mail.
Oh yeah,
or
yeah,
to
yeah,
run
yeah.
to the store,
right.
or
because that's fucking
when they
not.
Catch you that one time, they blow that shit up and blast it every fucking where. Now I could look good all the time. I look good 24/7, but that 1 hour out that day that I just went real quick to check the mail. And then have shit going on, and y'all motherfuckers took all them pictures and blasting them bitches. Who has that kind of time? I don't want to do
thing.
That. I don't want to do
that. Because I make a lot of faces for no reason.
You
well, it do.
Do
be for reasons, but like, they will catch every last, like, I don't know if y'all ever heard Kiki talk about how, about being a meme, or how people talk about Kiki being a meme. I'm a whole ass meme too, because I just, it's constantly, it's faces, it's this, it's that, and it's lots of what the fucks, and that will be all
and
over the place. And as a politician's woman, that might be frowned upon. I had to stay my ass in the house.
You would.
Which is also not gonna work. So or any other celebrity too that needs to be out and about. Now, like I said, we gotta get snazzy and go to an event and stuff.
Right.
I got you. I'm classy. I'm not no ratchet ass.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? It's not
like
that.
But
at the same time, I am who I am. And
if
it's in something and I want to have a good time, I'm going to have a good time. I'm not going to be a bump on a log and be boring. I might not throw that ass back at that event.
Unless you hear that taking over for the 99 and the
But I don't think they're going to be playing that. If they do, they're playing it for me. Just know, if they play it, it's
they
for me.
They don't know what to expect when that shit come on.
They
do.
Ain't gonna
know you
Everybody
just
know
to
that
in
anthem.
Here.
Everybody knows that anthem. And if you play it, you want me to shake that ass.
Political party out. Ain't nobody.
If you play it, I'm just saying, if you take note, if you play it, if they play it, it's for me.
If
period.
You play it, they shall come. If you play it, it's going down.
So fucking lootly. So don't take me no goddamn where if you don't want me to shake my ass to our anthem, my anthem. Like, don't do it. You just gonna be mad at yourself because you ain't gonna be mad at me because I'm telling you ahead of time.
My goodness.
So yeah, that's me answering all those same ones that I gave to you. Like, I'm gonna give it a little try.
Yeah,
but it's not something because you know what? Outside of us having this conversation, just. Outside of here and theirs, mm-hmm. some of these things I never truly thought about. Imagined myself in certain positions or like, right. what would I do if that were me? But right. I never sat and actually was thinking like, do I have professions that I'm opposed to dating? Like mm-hmm. I never honestly, mm-hmm. I can honestly say I
and
never thought about
that.
And
it's not the reason of it doesn't make enough money or it's this or
well, we
this
haven't thought of
this.
Any broke ones yet. We've been well, talking about all the money ones.
Okay,
but.
Well. Okay,
garbage
so,
men, bus driver. They make money, they but like, good, but okay, money. But I mean, like,
but it's not that like, oh, my man,
yeah,
is
yeah. Type of profession. That's yeah. what I said, and I mentioned like McDonald's workers and managers of the McDonald's.
You dated McDonald's
not the
worker?
Founder.
McDonald's, mm-hmm. Baker's, Burger King.
My son worked at McDonald's before.
He did.
Matter of fact, he's still trying to work at McDonald's, but
So
you
what if
answer
you had
it first?
A man? So what, you said my nephew worked there. So you had a man was like, babe, we're going to work. We're going to work now.
You
we'll
and
see
my son.
You later. We're going to work. We'll see you later, babe. I get off before him, so I'll wait for him to get done.
Oh,
but,
my God. So, guys, listen. Listen. Oh, shit. She didn't say would I fuck a person that worked at McDonald's, right?
No, I said nope, didn't say fuck.
So if can you answer it first? Okay, it could be anywhere. It could be McDonald's, it could
Any
be In-N-Out, it could be just fast food.
Yeah.
And to be clear, I'm not talking about a second job. I'm not talking about a transitional period cuz you got laid off or something. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about this is what you do for a living. I'm just to be honest, that is not going to be sustainable for what I see for my life and mm-hmm. my future. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much managers make, and I have a friend, her brother-in-law, he's like, but he's up there mm-hmm. with the McDonald's like corporation or whatever, but he started off working
in
at
McDonald's
and he just worked his way all the way up. Mm-hmm. That is different. And if you're mm-hmm. there and you have all these years of experience or whatever and you got a goal or something in sight, but just as a regular ass McDonald's worker, even with
the order comes back and I flip the burger,
even with the increase, she's a bitch, because I just that's all I do, I just even with like the wage increases and everything, I honestly just don't feel like that's gonna be sustainable for the lifestyle that I want to live. Like I just don't think it's going to be, mm-hmm. especially if that's your end all be all and you're right. okay with it. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that there's anything wrong with that, because that can work for plenty of people. Mm-hmm. But when I think about two incomes after having only one forever in a day in my life,
right.
that's not the sustainable type that I need, because right. that's not even enough. That's not a livable wage on your own.
Right.
So that means that you bringing that in, depending on where I am financially, that's not going to be enough so that we can travel and do mm-hmm. all these things and live a life of more freedom, mm-hmm. because that's what I'm going after. There ain't a lot of freedom. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, please do, but there's not a lot of freedom in retail or fast food mm-hmm. industry. Like, there's not freedom in that.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say, unless you're up there, but even then, if you run in chains and stuff like that, you're busy.
Yeah.
So my answer to the fast food and the retail is, if that's where you want to be and stay, I don't think that it's going to work out for where I'm trying to go, because right. I'm trying to, like I said, have more freedom. I'm trying to work for myself. Mm-hmm. So when I'm able to, you know, get up and say, I want to go to such and such place, mm-hmm. and I don't need vacation time, because right. 9 times out of 10, I'm bringing my laptop. I might do a little work, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to get the fuck on down. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking anybody to approve my time. I don't care if it's holiday season or busy season. Like, so I don't think that it's going to be for me. Mm-hmm. I just don't. Mm-hmm. You? Mm-mm. She didn't even try to make it sound good, y'all.
I'm gonna say,
but facts is facts. It's not gonna work for me.
Because ideally, our answers are gonna be the same in that regard, because true. We're going after the same things right now. We want the same thing. Right. So,
Okay. So you're gonna say, okay, we did fast food. We did. Yeah. I wouldn't. I don't know how much they make anymore. But I know that, like, public transportation workers and garbage men made decent money. But that was decent money when I was growing up. I don't know, like I said, what they make now. Yeah. I don't give a damn. It's just you just picking up garbage, right? Like, who cares?
Yeah, that's not the thing. Yeah, no. But we're in a very expensive state. California is so damn expensive that you need 2-3 incomes mm-hmm. and a few side hustles, it seems like, to even stay above water in California. So it's not even a point to look down on her, they pick up trash. I don't give a good goddamn. I mean, you're doing what you're doing mm-hmm. to take care of yourself and to mm-hmm. make it. It's just that, like you said, ideally, for the place we're in now and where we know we're trying to move and grow to, mm-hmm. would it still be okay in the next few years,
especially if you're a cook at the fast food restaurant, because I'm gonna need you to start making spaghetti and steak, and like, if that's your passion, if that's your dream, is cooking, I know damn well your dream is not cooking frozen burgers.
Right.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know what your chef. Dream is.
Yeah.
But like, if you're there to be the chef, I mean, for mm-hmm. sure, I would be like, what's happening?
Chef.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can be a chef at a many other places.
Correct.
Like, and you work your way up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you work your way to a Michelin star restaurant or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be, if you're that good.
Get right but on
if you're just,
report.
But if you're cashiering, you're just taking orders. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe we could try doing something else. Like, we can turn that into something else. Like, maybe go be dispatch.
Communications?
Yeah, go be dispatch at the police, like the mm-hmm. police, you know? Like, something. I feel like unless you really just, that's good enough for you. And if that's the case, then that is not, that's a 100% no for me. If that's good enough for you, because where I'm going to be going, I don't think you're going to enjoy my, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't want to make you feel bad, because I'm going to have money, baby. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be doing things. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it to seem like I always got to pay for you. I don't ever want there to be that whole, like,
emasculate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, now, if I'm just rich, I was going to say, and you just wanted to have a little hobby, but why would, no. I just
a
don't
hobby
see.
Hobby flipping burgers?
People do strange things. Like, mm-hmm. just get out the house, go.
That's true,
I don't know.
Well, no. Okay. Now, the the other side of that, children.
Okay.
Is dating someone with children?
I did just say something about being a stepmom.
You did
earlier, but that's because I'm getting to the point where I go back and forth, because I always wanted a bunch of kids, but I have one, mm-hmm. and it's been fulfilling, and it's mm-hmm. been plenty just for that one, because mm-hmm. he's spoiled, because he's just the only child, mm-hmm. my only child. So, but I still wanted to have more children, mm-hmm. but as I start taking these new strides mm-hmm. and getting to new places in my life and seeing things that I can have if I don't start over, mm-hmm. like up and leave the country, I can't do that with a newborn. Nope. I can't do that with a 2-year-old.
Yep.
Somebody has to take the baby. Mm-hmm. And then don't let me have multiple. Somebody has to take the babies. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, maybe I have to be a step parent so that I can still
be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. in more children. I have a gang of nieces and nephews,
right?
But none of them are, not many of them are here with me now in California. They're correct. All back in Michigan,
right?
So, and the ones that are out here, most of them are older. They're older than my son, or the same age as my son. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me to get that, like, young child mm-hmm. baby fix,
that new baby.
It'll mm-hmm. be, it would have to be me, or it, if I ended up with someone, somebody. But then that raises the question, like, for me, would mm-hmm. I get into a relationship with somebody with a new baby? No, that's too fresh. That's too new. Fresh out the cooter. No. Absolutely not. Still got a little placenta on there. I'm good. Absolutely not. So, can I give you time? Me being me? Yeah, because I'm not in a rush to be with nobody. Right. But, like, I need you to have ample time that you don't want them to have your family back. And even sometimes people, kids be 6, 7, 8, 10, 13, 14 years old. There's not necessarily a statute of...
There's no statute of limitation on that shit.
Exactly. Mm-mm. So, I just want to... Just because a baby just popped out and you don't want to be with her to begin with does not mean that things don't change when you think about the fact that somebody else is going to be there in your place now. Mm-hmm. So you may miss the first steps. You may miss the first game or, you know, ballet, like whatever it is. Like, if the person that I'm going to be with is going to care about kids, if he has kids, he's going to take care of his kids, or I'm not going to be with him. Mm-hmm. So that means you're going to want to be a part of that kid's life. Now, I'm okay with you as a matter of fact, you don't have a choice but to co-parent the fuck out of your child. Because I won't have it no other way.
Yeah.
But if it's, like I said, fresh out the cat, you're going to need to give it a minute. Yeah. We're going to need to give it a minute. Like, we cannot be serious until I know that, and like I said, you can never really know. But I'm not going to just be like with you and you got to fucking... 5-6 month old baby, like that. Like I may entertain you and we can talk slowly and whatever, but I'm not going to get into a relationship with somebody with a new baby.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But if they just have kids, as long as they're taking care of them, and I don't have drama and I don't bring drama, so I ask the same of you. I'm not going to put anything on your plate to have to deal with that you weren't previously dealing with. Everybody has baggage, but I pack light. You know what I'm saying? I travel light, carry on. I try to keep it with a carry on. Like I said, we all have baggage, but I'm not coming here with all these fucking checked bags, and I don't want your checked bags. The fuck?
Right.
No, absolutely not. So, but like I said, I would be open to somebody with kids. If I'm dating somebody older and their kids are not that much younger than me, that's going to be a weird one for me. I don't know if I could do that either.
Yeah, that would be a little different.
And also, I think about, because like age, that's another one that's a factor in dating.
Yeah.
So my mom is only 53.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 36. So in between me and my mom is you either going to be closer to my mom or closer to my age if I date older.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 years my senior is 46. That's closer to my mom's age, you know, because she had me young. Mm-hmm. So it's like... Do I want to worry about, like, my mom ain't going to want you, but, like, you going to want her?
You might want my mama?
My mom got ass, like, ass, like, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And she got, like, a small waist, and she's a nice person, and she's smart. You know, she got a lot going on, so, like.
Why keep the mini version when I could go for the original?
Girl, because, the fuck?
Why keep the 2.0 original?
Like, I just might as well just go with the original, like. You know, and it's not, because people might be like, well, you shouldn't even be thinking about that. No, it but happens. I am, because it's in today's society.
It happens.
She's like 53 is young to me. That's not old.
It's not.
And hell, the way people be going after wanting moms still at their big ass MILF age.
Yeah.
Like, that is not.
It's not like it's something that can't be. Yes.
It is not far-fetched.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's just, but I... 46 would probably be my max, because that's that's 10 years senior. But then again, that's only because I'm thinking if they have children, they have adult children by this point, unless they was with somebody younger or whatever and had younger children. But that's another thing, age. And I would like to say, because I have said that I like them younger. And I do. There's a reason for that, though. Does change things, but I do tend to like them younger. And I've concluded that it's because I'm playful. And I don't like to be too serious. And I just like to have fun. And so a lot of the times, when I say younger, I mean like 10 years my junior. Like, I don't, I'm not under that. So obviously at least 26 or whatever, somewhere around that age, but I would prefer them to be somewhere in between. But if I can be honest, y'all, I don't see a lot of difference. Like, the older men are still immature. They reverted backwards, and like after that first divorce or whatever, they just was like, I'm going back to my 20s. Like, I'm just gonna be out here full of shit.
Well, because male menopause is a thing. They go absolutely. Their stage they have where their they be out here wilding the fuck out. That's so, when they get them little young.
Yeah. Youths. So I'm saying numbers, but really, the number doesn't matter because it just depends. There's mature 20-something year olds and there's very immature 40-something, 30-something year olds. A lot of them. Hence why we are hella fucking single, because if the age was just the thing, if we had to wait till they got a certain age, people wouldn't be single or getting fucked over or, you know, getting toyed with and played with, not in the good way.
Because I was going to say.
So there was those. And then we had the other good professions like sex workers. You know, we got strippers and adult film stars, people with OnlyFans. Like, y'all got a problem with that? You got a problem with that? She has a problem with that. So first of all, I don't want to be rude. I think
OnlyFans, isn't it typically with it with a part like your partner? Like,
no, I'm sure there's OnlyFans can be anything.
So that's what I was gonna say. I'm sure there's things that people do. Some people individual.
It could be anything.
I don't think I want an OnlyFans.
And so then you definitely don't want a film star, adult film star.
No.
Gigolo.
No.
I'm gonna say no to the sex workers. I don't have a problem with sex workers at all.
Magic Mike.
See, but that's my thing.
Stripper.
I don't like.
But I don't know if I can do it.
No offense, but I don't like male strippers. I don't like.
I've never been to a male strip place because I'm gonna be honest with you.
You want balls in your face
when I want them in my face. Gotta stop. When I want it though, I don't want you to be forcing me to have balls in my face and picking me up and flipping me. I'm just out and about chilling. I don't want that to happen. I don't want you doing that to me. And I just don't see the. I don't see the excitement now. If I was on a
All the Queen's Men.
Yeah. That might be a different. Now I wouldn't date, but I would go see. But we're talking about what I'd be with. I would. You said these niggas act on. Have y'all seen All the Queen's Men? See how these niggas act on here? That would never.
The only specimen I actively want
from All the Queen's
All the Queen's Men.
Fuego.
No.
Oh, you want who? Big D.
No.
Who?
There's only one, maybe for me. Christian Keys. That's the one and only.
Oh, I forgot Concierge.
I just want Concierge.
I forget about Concierge. I've been forgetting about Concierge. That nigga
is fine and established and just
a boss.
Sexy as fuck. Not running like shit. Just because of how he looked, but like everything running about shit. Him. That's the kind of nigga that when he steps to you, you just like... little bit quiet, and if y'all know me, I'm not quiet That's the type of nigga that'll make me like think first like before I say anything smart, but then I'm gonna say something smart because like, you know, but I'm gonna stop and think
it's
for
gonna
a
give
second
me pause
like
for
it's
a
gonna
minute.
Give me a little pause.
Yeah,
but then when he gets to talking all that shit, I'm like, hold up nigga, because who the fuck you think you are? And then he gonna show me
you all the fuck
and then he gonna show me and the rest is history.
Yes Concierge,
but yeah, but the strippers though on All the Queen's Men are absolutely everything.
They're like divine.
They are. I was gonna say divine, then I changed to everything. They are.
But
like
they are hoes.
But they are some big ass hoes slinging dick all the time. It's just, and we're not, obviously we don't know any.
I don't know any male strippers.
I knew one, I should say, way back when. But it wasn't like a young good one. It was like an older.
What?
Older one who definitely looked like he was like pumped full of like steroids and stuff.
Like a Trix from Players Club, like the old one that don't know when to hang it up.
No,
and stop
he
stripping?
Was like he would be old now because this was like hella long ago.
Oh, okay.
But he just, like I said, he just is one of them big buff white dudes that looked like he was way too much
everything popping everywhere.
Yeah,
he had a little Peter Winter.
It was given that, but I don't remember because I just remember not being all that interested, you know, I got on stage, they flipped me upside down or whatever, and I was just like, I was just coming to see, like, what was going to be happening here, because that was my first time and last time.
Okay.
I just am not that interested in it. I like tricks. I like, you know,
the
I like
pole
going
work,
to, yes,
the,
I like seeing
women,
the ladies, the artistic expression of it, not just dicking your face, balls in your face, pump,
like
pump, flip you upside down. But that's because a lot of women don't be getting. That's how I do my fucking. So I don't need it at the club because that's what my home life will be like. We, it's going to be balls everywhere or whatever from one person. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need, yeah. I don't need to go outside to go find that type of sexiness. And I don't need to bring that back after I've experienced it and go fuck my man. No, right. Because
we already trust and believe. We're already on that time.
We own that time.
Yeah.
We own demon time.
Yeah.
So I don't need it from a club. And I know a lot of those women, they like that sexy. No, because I'm sorry, but that's what I'm already looking for my partner.
Well, absolutely.
I'm looking for that type of sexy, passionate, freaky deaky shit.
If I have to go elsewhere to look for any of it, the thrill of it, the just any of it.
Well, some of it's body. Like, ooh, you got a nice body. Like, you know, they don't have, the man don't have a nice. If they have a man, I'm saying, yeah, like they, oh yeah, it's like the whole package, right? It's like they sexy, they look good, they strong, they picking me up. They're, but I'm sorry, I but know. I want like that from my partner. I don't want that from a stranger.
I don't want to ever be in a position where I have to go outside of to even try and get those type of thrills and chills because I should already be having them.
Absolutely.
At home.
Absolutely.
So literally, I'm just going out to have a good, literally, it's just fun and a good time and then go back home and fuck on whatever I'm fucking on. Like, I don't want, I don't need to. I don't want to be aroused or have to look outside of to get to a place of being aroused and then try and go back home and work it out. And then it don't work because you're not even what I was seeing when I was out there, you know? So I just,
in my younger years, I think I wouldn't have a problem dating a stripper.
Dating? I just don't think I'd ever take them serious.
I don't know if it would ever get serious, but I'm saying dating specifically because it's like, it doesn't necessarily have to be serious, but I don't think that it would have been an issue for me or whatever. Like, but the way I see strippers nowadays, specifically male strippers, I'm like, I don't know. Now, and then when we think about girl strippers, I mean, really it's the same thing, but it doesn't, I would have to be in the situation because I know it's one of those things that's easier said than done. Like, you don't know how it feels for your spouse, your mate, particularly your woman, because men, it's just, their chest is always out. And then maybe you see dick, maybe you don't. But like, for your woman, you could see cooter, and you definitely gonna see, you know, titties, because at minimum it's usually topless, and ass, and it's like, do you want that all up in somebody's face, mouth area? Know what I'm saying? So I get why people would
be hesitant,
and they wouldn't appreciate it. Like, yes, it's a form of art, like while they're pole dancing and different things like that,
right?
But like, sometimes when you get into some of those lap dances, like, I don't know. But then it just was like, well, what if they frequent those establishments? Do you have a problem with that? Like, whether you're dating a sex worker or you're dating someone who frequents gentlemen's clubs or whatever, or watches porn a lot.
I probably want to go to the strip club with him, and no, I probably watch porn with you.
Okay, so, but you know what I mean? But those are things, like, it's people like,
well, some women have,
are you cheating on me?
It.
Because if you're fantasizing about,
I don't see it that way.
I also don't. Now, if you're addicted, that will probably be an issue for me.
Well, if you're addicted, but if you just occasionally.
But if you just happen to watch a porn or whatever.
It doesn't do anything to me. Yeah, I mean, I don't feel intimidated because you watch, like I said, I'll watch with you. I wouldn't feel intimidated if you went to a strip club. I would go with you unless it was like a boys' night where you just was like, no, I'm just going out with the guys tonight. Oh, okay, cool. But otherwise, I mean,
I just love the strip club. So, you know, please
and
take
again,
me with you.
One of the biggest things, one of the biggest them. Things that Ray and I have in common when it comes to the person that we are looking for, well, not looking for, but the person that we would potentially date, is to always have fun and be friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest things for both of us. So I always want to hang. I'm going to want to hang out. Like, if
you're not
going
to
want
to go to the strip club with me, though, if you're my man.
Well, that's what her.
Because I get attention.
I just make attention. But I wouldn't. It would still be fun.
And it wouldn't bother me
either.
Like I said, if you were addicted or something like that, or you were going and I didn't know, and it was like you got all racking up all this money there or something, that could be a problem.
But as far as like just an occasional.
But I don't care if you go to strip clubs. And then, like I said, my younger years, I would probably attempt to date. And this is, I'm saying younger years, but not actually. Well, but also, my younger years, I had a child. So shut up.
Her young year.
I would say if I didn't have a child or something, I would be way more free and open to dating any old thing. But you know, I would be much more open to dating all types of different professions because it's just me.
It's just you.
But mm-hmm. because my whole adulthood has been spent with not being just me, it's mm-hmm. been protecting my son mm-hmm. and everything that is going to affect him. I don't have the luxury. Yeah, I can't just be mm-hmm. like, hell yeah, I'm gonna date a stripper mm-hmm. and a gigolo. Like, you know, yeah, I can't do that mm-hmm. confidently.
Right.
Because I just, it wasn't, it's not going to just affect me. And at this point, at this big age, it's not too late, but it's too late now because yeah, it won't matter now if I date a stripper, but I don't think I'm interested.
Right.
I might fuck one though.
And I'm telling you now, let me tell you what my nephew would say if you came home with a stripper. Yeah. Let's talk about what my nephew would say if you came home with a stripper, because oh my God. So I suggest you don't.
Mouth, it would have to be a big old secret. He would not approve. So, but he would not approve. But yeah, so I guess that, I mean, we pretty much covered it. So, I mean, can you think of some more?
I don't know. What was the last thing we were supposed to? Oh, body count real quick.
Okay, body count. And then we'll probably tie body count into another topic when we get more into sex. So we'll just keep it a little bit brief.
Just keep it brief, yeah.
So I'll say this. I never saw it as an indication of anything except that that's how many people allowed you to have sex with them.
Right.
Because for starters, just because you had sex with that many people don't mean it was good.
Correct.
Don't mean it was more than once or twice or whatever. So like, I always am more concerned with your relationships than your sexual encounters for me.
What you mean by that?
So, because you could have had sex with 80 people, but only had two relationships. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in the two relationships because mm-hmm. clearly you just been fucking.
Right.
So what happened in them two relationships is more important to me than the amount of people that you slept with.
Okay. I get you.
So I don't have a number per se. But it's also not something that a lot of people have disclosed to me that I have been intimate with. Like, I know one person said he stopped counting. Oh. Yep. He said he counted for a while and then he was just like, for what? It doesn't matter. Like, what's the point? And so, and that didn't bother me. I was curious still, but it made me, when he said he stopped counting and why does it matter? Because it was, I want to say I brought it up. Like mm-hmm. about myself, like just like, does it bother you? And he was mm-hmm. like, no, like why would I care? Like, and I was like, well, how many, you know, do you know? He was like, nope. And he's like, and I stopped counting because it was like, it doesn't even matter. Mm-hmm. And so there's men that say they don't care, and they don't care because they got their own body count, whether they disclose it or not. Right. But then I also know that they always tell you, if a girl tell you she has sex with this many people, multiply it by three or whatever. Uh-huh. Now, me being me, I'm never gonna lie about that because I don't really give a fuck. Like, I spent a lot of years not fucking people because I was worried about my body count.
Okay.
And so now I'm just like, when I look back, I'm like, well, I could have fucked a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it would have done for me or what I would feel like right now.
Right.
But like, if I wasn't so wrapped up in society's views standards. Or mm-hmm. thinking that nobody would want me because I've had sex with a certain amount of people.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I don't think it's any of your like business. If I choose to share it, sure. But what difference, like, what difference does that actually really make? How does that change anything?
In 2023, almost 2024, I mean, y'all tell us, do people really still care and are fixated on
how many people somebody has had sex with? So do you, like, do you care? Like, is there a number? Like, what if they said it was like, what's her name? She's, who said it? Like, if it was like Will Chamberlain or like, I don't remember the lady's name, but there was somebody, lady who has fucked like almost 1,000 guys or something crazy in the hundreds. I don't remember who she is. Some things like, but
I honestly don't see what that has to do.
I don't know what that, and it does, because for me, it doesn't. What the fuck that matters?
That's you and your body. That's yours.
That's how you chose to share it.
Yet, then I mean, I guess you good. Just keep getting your checkups. I don't know.
Just keep getting your checkups.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I can't say that I can judge you based off of what you did before me. I don't have nothing to do with me. It don't make me look at you no differently because it just doesn't. Like, it just has nothing to do with me. I just can't say that I care what your body count is. Now, I don't know if you could tell me thousands that I wouldn't be like, ooh.
Thousands.
But would it be like, oh no, I don't want you? No, but again, as long as you can show me a clean bill of health,
right?
I don't care. It doesn't have anything to do with me. That doesn't make or break what we doing. Like, I don't.
Do
I
you? And also, yeah, I don't care either. It doesn't matter. And but do you feel that you, how do I say this? Because it's not better than by any means. That's not what I mean. Mm. Do you feel like because you have a low body count, the both of us, we have the same low number. Mm. Well, according to our standards, they're low. But like according to us, they're low. Who knows what somebody else would think.
I mean, somebody else might say they're not.
But did you ever or was there ever a time where you felt like because your number was low and because of the way that you approach sex that you had more to offer, so to speak? Or like have you ever compared yourself to somebody with higher numbers or thought like that societal thing like okay, because my number is high, I'm marketable?
No, because I could get left just like a bitch with zero bodies, one body, or 115 bodies. It's the person. It have nothing to do with that. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm any better than and I don't feel any less than, because some could say, well, the more bodies, the more experience. Mm-hmm, you know, because for me, I'm not just all about what's between my legs. I already know I got way more to offer. Now, whether or not you want to take it is up to you. You missing out, nigga. But I already know I have more to offer than just sex. So for me, I don't feel like I'm on either end of the spectrum. I'm not better than and I'm not less than. I'm just fucking me.
Yeah, and that's it. Period. Yeah. And I could like see, for me it's a little bit different because I don't have to have an emotional attachment to have sex with somebody, but also I have to have something. Like, there has to be something there for me, which is why mine is still low. Mm-hmm. Coupled with, like I said previously, having that mental block from society and standards and all that stuff. Now I really don't care about my numbers because I could rack them up like pool. Yeah. Like I can rack them the fuck up if I wanted to. But then I still don't. One, because it's like, well, you, it could be a waste. It could just be a fucking waste. You. Right.
And it could be a waste of a fucking
It's a waste body. Of a fuck and a waste of a body at that point. And yeah, while we're saying numbers don't really matter, but still like at the same time while I'm wasting them. Yeah. Like
waste them, bitches,
the fuck? So
I see mine is low, of course, because I need a connection.
Right.
So if there, mine is gonna stay low if I ain't got, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. In mine, I just can't fuck randoms.
We just talked about this. Like I was like, ooh, we gonna go out of town. We gonna go get up because we was watching this movie, y'all, and it got me. I know I was all geeked up. I immediately hopped on the laptop, and started looking at tickets.
Yeah, she did.
And I was like, this is where we finna find him at. This is where we are getting new booze. And then she always tries to shit on me and
I'm just
my parade
realistic.
Because she always says you're not gonna do it though. You act like you really go, bitch, you don't know what I'm gonna do and I not do. First of all, secondly, I could have a whole change of heart.
Holes in different area codes.
I could become. But I say I hate it because it leaves me more lonely more often than not because I do have to have a connection with people. So I say I hate it in that regard, but then at the same time I don't, because it's me, it's who I am.
I actually have to have a connection too. It's just a different one. Yours is emotional connection. Mine isn't. Yes. Mine is just, it's a vibe for me. Like it literally is the vibe for me. Mm-hmm, and I've never had it be like specifically a one night stand. We'll talk about that too. That's another topic that we'll get into. Yeah. Not for real, because it's never like, it's always been still more conversation. Like it's always been deeper than that. It's never been just like,
I'm gonna be limited on that topic. I ain't had one.
It's not like talking about neither have I, but so yeah, I've never had that experience. So what she's talking about when she's like, maybe we can find our new booze, that would be different. That would be both of us, no reservations.
Right.
If we find somebody, Stella got her groove back style, like fucking on something in a new place. Like I said, no reservations, free, letting life
completely
take us where we're going to take
it.
We have to, we would both have to be open and susceptible. Uh-huh. I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I would be able to be like that. But then I also be like, ooh, I don't know. It's not like he's gonna have his a clean bill of health sitting there, this little test.
Correct.
Clean STD. Like it's not, you don't know the people yet. Like you're just getting there.
Yeah.
So it's still, then the way motherfuckers trying to be chopping people up and shit, y'all, like it ain't worth it.
I was gonna
say,
in different countries,
like it's
work
just
on
not
a whole
worth
different compass than we do.
The
they
potential
be on a whole different
death. Like it sounds great to just go on vacation and get some dick.
You're not gonna black auction my organs.
And it's like, well, what happened? Well, you know, we was trying to be free, live our best life. Now, bitch, ain't got a kidney. Like
trying to get a story for y'all. Trying to come back with a story for the goddess gang, and then fucked around and lost a liver.
So if it shit. If it happens someday, and I don't care if I'm 50, 60, right. like whatever. Like yeah. if I make a connection with somebody, I don't, because to me, there is no time. Like what I talked about before, yes. I don't have a time. And that's, again, yes. another, I'm sorry, I keep telling y'all that, but that's another topic that we're going to get into is how long to wait before you have sex, or is there right. a time?
Is there a time?
There's mm-hmm. not a time for me. So I don't, it can't be like, it doesn't have to sit here and say, well, you just met him. Because, mm-hmm. girl, you know the shit that happens from people that they've known for 5 years in relationship. They got a whole nother fucking family, or you yeah. shit that you find out that you didn't know because they yep. didn't disclose that. Don't ever sell yourself short based on a number, mm-hmm. on a time frame or a timeline, because you find out new shit every day about somebody if they so choose.
And your connection, so can that get doesn't matter. And a connection is a connection. Known for 2 weeks compared to somebody you know for five correct. Fucking years.
A connection is a
and
connection.
What was you gonna do? Not fuck just because it's only been 2 weeks? Stop.
Are
it.
You talking about yourself?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Would you fuck somebody within 2 weeks
if I had a strong connection? Then, that's what I'm saying. Because I've had relationships where the connection took longer.
And that's another thing, right? That's another thing.
My last relationship, our connection was very quick and very much like.
But you still took it slow, even though the connection was there.
It was friends, yeah. You know, so it was still slow, but. And it literally went on our time. Because you can't go on somebody else's fucking time, because what is good for somebody else is not good correct, for you.
Correct.
You have to. And it was literally, there wasn't any holding back. There wasn't no reservations.
It
was
just when it happened, it happened. Yeah, see, and that's
when
nice.
When it did, it did.
You for know, both there parties, wasn't like no when pressure both people were ready.
Yes, it just yeah. flowed. You know what I mean? So it just. Yeah, you can know somebody for 2 weeks and feel something you haven't felt with the person you choose with for 5 or 10 years. So you can't really go by that to say, I'm not going to have sex.
Right.
Are you killing yourself?
And that's
fight
why I say, I don't
what?
Do that. And that's.
You better drop
so
that
I,
pussy
but
off.
But I said, drop that pussy off.
Drop it.
Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. I'm popping it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't dropping it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. But no, yeah, I said that because it puts things into perspective. And it's not like, oh, she. Like Q doesn't have this crazy, I don't know. Like she doesn't have this crazy list or this timeline or anything like that. It's just a feeling, and mm-hmm. then when you know, you know. Like, mm-hmm. and the same with me. Mine mm-hmm. just doesn't necessarily go the same route that hers does. But right. it's still, if you know, you know. If it feels good, then you know, go for mm-hmm. it. Like if it feels good, it's mutual. What yep. are we waiting for?
Yeah.
But if you want to wait, that's too cool. It's just what you want to do. But
what
like everything is
for?
Not gonna be like, oh, I
you
gotta
get hit
go
by
on
a bus
five
tomorrow.
Dates and girl, because I'm trying
or
to fuck.
You could lose the, or like, you could lose sensation,
girl,
in your pussy.
Correct.
Like, we are grown. What are you gonna
correct.
Wait for if you're feeling
you
it? If
it,
we are
you
feeling it, why wait?
Get it.
I don't understand.
Yeah. So our message, our send off for y'all.
Get it while you can.
Get
it
while it's hot. Get it while it's getting is good. If you want it, grab it. Get it with consent.
Ride it.
With consent.
Yeah.
But go for that shit.
Ride it.
Get it.
Lick it. Do
don't
it.
Sell yourself short.
No.
Lick it, stick it, flip it, dip it.
Suck it.
Bop
fuck
it. Twist it, bop it, fuck it.
Not
fucking
the
suck
bop.
It. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Ew.
And it could be worth it.
And if it's not... If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. Okay, we ain't shit. We gonna get a body. We got so much more in store for y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us through this. We at season 2. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Y'all know where to hit us up at this point. Instagram at the Goddess Babe Sip and Spill. Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube at the Goddess Babes. Stay tuned. Like I said, we got so much more in store for y'all. And whatever you sip,
whenever you sip,
wherever you sip, sip with us,
the Goddess Babes.
Keep it wet.
Bye.
Bye.